I was actually just talking with my brother, and if I wasn't able to get out when I got out, he would have came and broke my window and come and got me, I guess, because I should have been sleeping that morning.
Did he know where you were?
Yeah, he knew where I was because I worked the night shift at the hospital. I was working at Enloe Hospital. He knew I was probably going to be home sleeping, but I had a doctor's appointment that morning. So luckily, I was able to get up and let him know that I was out of there.
You know, if that horrible fire hadn't happened and life just continued on for Nate Smith, would you have ever pursued your dream?
I wouldn't have, no. I had a deep desire, you know, in there and stuff, but I mean, I was happy taking care of patients. I loved working at Enloe. I loved working in the ICU and trauma and just really trying to brighten people's days. And I was so content and happy with that. But this is like one of those things where it's like just the absolute cherry on top for my life. And I cannot believe that I get to do this for a living. It's kind of silly.
Yeah, I would think more than a lot of artists, you have a different way of viewing it and appreciating it because you didn't have those sort of long-term dreams. You were just kind of like, I got nothing left to lose, and you went for it. But you already had like a very normal life going on.
I did. All I wanted was to have an apartment and buy a brand new Honda Civic and be able to buy as much mac and cheese as I could. And I was able to do those things. So I was content, man.
Nate, what are you driving now?
Now we've got it. We've got a Rogue. It's an all black Rogue, and I love it. It's great. I hardly ever drive it because I'm gone all the time, but I want to get a truck, honestly, but the problem is I'm a terrible driver and even more terrible parker. So even with the video screens and stuff, that thing will
get they're a little bit harder.
Are you to the point yet when you're out and around, do you get recognized?
Sometimes, yeah, and it's fun, you know, getting to say hi to people. It's a good sign when people recognize you because you know that the music's touching them and it's working and it's getting out there. So I never, never, ever mind it.
Are you doing anything on the show tonight or are you going?
Yep. So I'm going to be on the red carpet interviewing with everybody, and then I'm going to be going to the show. So you'll probably catch me on there on TV.
Okay. By the way, you are at the Ace of Spades on a Saturday night, February 17th.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
That is going to be a sold out, crazy show. As Garth would say, wear a helmet.
I believe it is sold out. I'm just so excited. Everybody is coming to support me, and I really hope to see you guys there. It'd break my heart if you didn't come. So
we will be there.
Okay. I'm holding you to it.
All right.
Hey, man, thank you for checking in on this. You know, it's not a happy anniversary by any stretch, but at the same time, it's something you've never forgotten and you never will.
Never will, man. Paradise strong, dude.
Thank you for remembering home.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nate. We'll see you tonight.
Take care, buddy.
Hey. Love you three so much.
Thank Love you guys. Too.
Have fun.
Cody, no hard feelings. You good.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Take care, Nate.
Cool. Love you guys. And you guys hit me up anytime. I love talking to you.
You got it. All Thanks, right. Nate.
See you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.